This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, we touch upon the topic of Islamic Heritage Month. And today we're going to focus on ourselves and moving forward. How we need to sometimes change as we see the seasons change in order to become better, in order to shed the excess weight or the extra problems in our lives, things that are holding us back from achieving great things. And when we think of the future, a lot of the time we question whether we will be impactful upon the future. Will I have something special within me that will benefit people 150 or 200 years from now? Will we be able to do something together that will set precedents and leave a legacy behind for our children and grandchildren and so on to come? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the example of this with the changing of leaves and the colors that we see outside. Many of us enjoy the colors changing on the trees. You'll notice that you probably stood back and observed a specific tree that was maybe all red, or had multicolored leaves on it, or had changed so drastically, or the leaves had already fallen. What we don't realize is that those leaves are changing colors because they're dying. And when they fall on the ground, and we see all these beautiful colored leaves on the ground, and we rake them up, and we enjoy, and we play, and we jump in them, those are actually beautiful leaves that are dead. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in the Quran in verse number 95 of Surah Al-An'am, He says very specifically and very beautifully, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَنَّى لَكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the one who splits the seed or the pit within the fruit. You plant it in the ground and you expect a plant to grow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who either gives it the command to split and to begin to sprout, or it is there under the ground and nothing comes from it. يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ That seed was dead and is dead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought life from it by allowing it to split and the water to enter and for that mixture to happen. And life comes out of it, another plant starts to grow. وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also brings from that, the plant that grows, eventually He brings death from that plant that is alive. The fruits that are on it, we take them off the tree, they're no longer alive. The flowers that grow from the ground, we go to the store, we buy a nice flower for our spouse and we bring it home and say, here, this is a gift for you for no reason. They're already dead, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that in that is an example of His power and might. We'll take examples of that in the second half of this question. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد My brothers and sisters, when you look at trees outside and the leaves are all gone in a month from now and all the leaves have fallen, do we worry that all these trees are now dead? Do we worry that next spring and next summer there will be no more leaves? Do we worry that I'm going to need to plant new trees in 10 years from now because the leaves are going to fall and there may not be any new leaves that come in the 11th year, so I should start planting trees from today? We don't. We don't worry about it because we trust and know that next season, with the command of Allah, by default, without us even asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes the buds begin to grow on the trees once again. And the leaves start to come out of the trees. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a lesson in this. That we don't even turn to Allah to ask Him to bring leaves back to the trees next year in spring. But He brings them anyways. It's an example of trust. That we need to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to let go of some of the sins that we are committed to. We need to start dropping off the things that are holding us back, the things that are bringing darkness and death to our lives. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. For those of us who need to begin something good or let go of something bad, start from today, from now. If you're someone who smokes, let go of that cigarette from today, from this Jum'ah. If you're someone who wanted to wear hijab but never had the courage to do it, begin from now. If you're someone who wanted to raise your children in a way that you never, you know, felt they would be safe and secure in this dunya, but you always wanted to do something a certain way, begin from now. If you're someone who has anger issues, start correcting yourself from now. If you're someone who always wanted to recite a page of the Quran every single day, begin from today. Whatever the case is, trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shed what is holding us back of our lives. The things that we think are bringing color and joy and beauty to our lives, but in fact in the hereafter are not helping us at all. And start to bring new change into our lives. Start to focus on the future generations, the future progeny. Don't just do the same things all the time and expect a different result. We all know that that is the definition of insanity. To do the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. My brothers and sisters, it's time that we change. It's time that we let go of the things that we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with. It's time that we trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us and help us in our lives. It's time that we start to focus on what matters for us in the hereafter. And you will see that the beautiful colors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings outside for us due to death, Allah will bring beautiful colors into our lives due to more life and more enlightenment and more nur and more barakah and more tranquility. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا. اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of our sins of the past, to allow us to change and to become better people, to make us become united as a community, as an ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us so that we are able to show a good way to our children and to keep our children guided upon Islam and Iman always. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the best people of this ummah, those who follow His command in the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this pandemic and not to make it flourish even more than it already is. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the numbers decrease, and to make it easy for us to visit our family members and relatives, to see one another and sit together and stand shoulder to shoulder, side by side in salah once again. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant ease to the whole world, those that are suffering, those that are struggling, those that don't even have time to think of a pandemic because they're going through so much hardship and difficulty and oppression in their lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build the walls of safety around them, grant them ease, medical attention and health, and iman and strength and masajid and leaders who will help them and build their communities once again. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon every single one of us. Ameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsani ita ila al-qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wad'uuhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikrullahi akbar wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله هي على الصلاة هي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله
Please make sure your cell phones are on silent. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى
ويسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنب الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى ولك واسمى ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إنما كان في الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
سميع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون سميع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Please exit through the front of the masjid. Also, please try to remember to be nice and respectful and show something good of yourself to the volunteers on your way out, inshallah ta'ala. Please do remember to donate generously as you exit the masjid. You'll see